beautiful conversation with Mark Collins, and we talked about our faith in God and purpose and having life mastery, living our life by design and not by default. I think you're going to absolutely love this conversation. He dropped so much gems and knowledge, and he was vulnerable and shared a life experience and what it means to live in a life with purpose and knowing that faith plays a huge role. I can't wait for you to see this. This is so beautiful. So what's up, y'all? Are y'all ready to take control of your life and become the hero in your own story? Thank you for being here on Straight Talk, because today's guest is someone who has dedicated his life to helping others do just that. This is Mark Collins. He is the founder of Freedom for Life and the author of transformational leadership book, Life Mastery, Living Life by Design and Not by Default. Now, this has transformed hundreds of lives, and I really, really want to have you join us in this beautiful conversation, because with this unshakable passion for empowering people to live with purpose, Mark really believes that every single one of us is created to thrive in our businesses, in our relationships, in our lives. So get ready for this conversation, because this is the type of stuff you should be buckling up for and listening to. This is practical wisdom. This is inspiring breakthrough tools that help you design your life the way you really dream of designing it. I love this kind of stuff, Mark. Welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the conversation, Nina.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're here. You know, I was just thinking about this this week, Mark, on how we can live our lives at a different place, in a different plane, because, you know, I, as you know, like our brain immediately goes to the defense and the negative, right? And so we are always trying to figure out, how does motivation keep me going? But motivation is so short-lived. And so yeah. I really love what you're about. And so before I get all into it, because I love this kind of stuff, I want to know a little more about you, Mark. So tell us a little bit more about who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Nina. Well, for me, the honest truth is my course, Life Mastery, the book that I wrote, Life Mastery, Living Life by Design, Not by Default, wasn't me having a great idea for somebody else. It wasn't me thinking that there's these transformational tools I need to share with other people first. First, it was my own journey. It was walking up or waking up and being in a household as a young man with a father that I didn't feel like I measured up to. And as you get into adult years, I'm sure you know that with some of your clients, Nina, you try and overcome that. And for me, it was overcoming it through business success, through academics, through athletics, trying to reach that mountaintop, because at the mountaintop, I'd find I was a person of value and worth. The fear of failure and imposter syndrome that I had trying to start achieving things would stop when I finally achieved them. Come to find out it didn't work. And then trying to work through it with personal development, with all the self-help books and all the strategies and things that everybody else had, I was able to find change and changing habits, but not transformation. And so for me, it was really starting to unpack the understanding, you know, as a person of faith, how do I find instructions for living? How do I find instructions for, you know, what I say, the thing I do with the people I work with is to unlock and unleash the hero on the inside. I wanted that hero that I was created to be, to show up in my life with confidence, with assurance, with the accomplishments that I felt like I had on the inside, but I wasn't seeing. And so that's where Life Mastery came from. It was me doing it myself and finding transformation in my own life. And then, like I'm sure with you, Nina, when you find something that you think is amazing, you share it with people around you. So started sharing it with friends and people I cared about, and then felt like I really needed to create a system so that I'm not just giving cool nuggets and a thought for the day and things that they can use in parts and portions of their life, but really a system, a blueprint for the freedom that they're looking for in their life. And so that's where Life Mastery came from. And then subsequently the book that I wrote.
You know what? I love that so much, because I think that is, that's so true, right? That there is something else that has to happen. You know, so we could read all the books and we can watch all the videos and we could do all the things. Yeah. But unless there's something that's deeply connecting, you're always going to be seeking for that validation, for that more. And I actually am on that journey myself, right? And did you mention faith? I think I heard you say faith, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So faith is a big component of your life and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really understanding there's more than who you are, right? It's not just here by accident or by circumstance, and then this is all I have. I believe there's a higher calling, and I believe there's a higher level of life than just trying to achieve and trying to do. And so I found some of that, and for sure the identity piece of it through my faith walk.
Right. Oh, that's so good. And something that I've been like really kind of, loving these moments with God in my life, that I'm wrestling with him a little bit on ideas and thoughts and, you know, what this means and all that kind of stuff, because he's also so important to me, you know? And so my business is starting to take that turn as well, where I'm starting to realize that I've always realized that I can't have anything without God. I mean, that's something that it's impacted my life, but lately even more, where I'm realizing my actual journey. And I want you to speak about this, right? Because I think it's important for someone who's doing it now, like that faith and business doesn't have to be separate, that faith and leadership doesn't have to be, you know, contentious, but how we can be leaders in our, you know, in being free, in having faith, in but also showing up for the day-to-day and doing the things we should be doing to impact lives. I would love you to speak on that journey of yourself, but also us as leaders and CEOs and stuff, how we can incorporate those things in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think if you're a person of faith, if you believe in God, that at some level, it's the foundation of everything you do. Mm-hmm. And so for us, the very foundation of what we do through Life Mastery is helping you to start to unpack identity. You know, a lot of times we think we know who we are, but we really find our identity through our accomplishments, through our title, through our role, through our possessions, through our position. And that place, those things start to become an identity. And as you know, Nina, when you're successful and everything's amazing, oh man, my life is great and I'm great also. And then when it takes a downturn, now all of a sudden there's this identity issue, right? Or struggling issue is happening. So two things in that. The first is identity. I tell people, my wife doesn't let me have a tattoo, but if she did, my tattoo would say identity is everything, because it literally is. It's not the accomplishment, right? It's not the outside accolades and the things that you get from other people. It's really you unleashed. It's you unleashed as the person you're created to be. Well, without a creator, how do you know what you're created for and who you're created to be? And so if you want to know how something is made, go to the person who's created it, right? You want to know how a painting is, you know, a beautiful masterpiece is made, go to the person who's the artist, the person who created the masterpieces. So for me, it all starts with faith. Mm. And then understanding that in that relationship, well, what does that person look like, right? The me on the inside, what does he look like lived out in your business, in your relationships, in your life, with your community, in your church, wherever it is you're at? And so it's through that relationship that you really can start to unpack the depth and the height and the width of the person you're created to be. And so for me in business, it's simply me understanding that I'm there for a purpose. I'm there to have an impact, and in that place, be able to live it out. Well, it's in that journey of relationship with God that you start to understand that, that you start to see it. And if you're a person like me, you see it throughout the Bible that God did two things for many, many people. I could tell you how many people over and over again, and tell them who they're created to be, and then tell them what the impact is they're supposed to have in the world. The blueprint for my life always starts with faith. And in that place, understanding that I'm in the family business, being invited to have an impact in the world for his glory and for my goodness.
Wow. Go ahead, Mark. That's beautiful. Okay. Okay. I just love that so much. Okay. So when you started to, you know, really understand this piece, right? Was there a point in your life that got you to that point? Like you were like, this isn't working, you know, this conventional way of working or the secular way of working, whatever it is. Like, because I think all of us go through this journey, right? And it's a beautiful journey, rough sometimes, horrible sometimes, hard sometimes. But it's also, I feel like, all the things that God will use for your good. And I really do believe that. I really do believe that, especially from someone with, like me, who's had such a really, you know, hard upbringing and a lot of different traumas and stuff in my life that now I use to impact the life of someone else. Yeah. And I realized that one day, like I got the aha that my life and my story is not really for me, but to help my fellow man, the next person along. So I'm just wondering what that was for you. What brought you to this point of knowing that there was freedom in this? What was that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, a couple of things I would say. With the people I work with, I tell them that you're either living from who you're created to be or what your life has told you. You're living from, you know, your creative value, your identity, or you're living from your past, your pains, your experiences, the things that people have said, the identity statement that you've taken from your experience. And with the people I work with, you know, I thank you for sharing about your journey. With the people I work with, we tell them that it's not that your experience doesn't matter. We never tell you to get over it, to move on, create these habits and, you know, right, create these mantras and these affirmations to overcome where you were at. What we want is for you to not let your experience tell you who you are anymore. And so for me, a pivotal moment for me, to be totally honest, was, you know, I grew up, became an adult, started having some success in business. You know, I got my college degree. I became a second degree black belt, all these things to try and show that I'm a person of value. When you don't know who you are, your world has to make up the difference. Yeah. And in that place, you have to succeed to feel value. You have to have an amazing relationship to feel loved and all of those things. And I certainly was on that road as well. So trying all the external things to create value and worth. And in that place, to be totally honest, our youngest daughter's 26, 2 years before she was born, my wife and I, we were expecting twins and we lost them at 5.5 months of pregnancy.
Oh my.
And that was a huge pivotal moment for me in a couple of ways. It changed my spiritual walk.
Yeah.
And starting to understand who God is versus who my father was, right? My father was a taskmaster, a disciplinarian. And so in loss, sometimes we think God is punishing us. And that was a journey I had to walk through to really understand that relationship authentically. But the other was this, I remember my wife, you know, having to give birth to our children and then passing away and me driving home at that time to, we had a teenage daughter who's now obviously an adult, but at the time it was supposed to be a regular doctor's appointment that day that turned tragically, you know, into a different thing, but she didn't know about it. So I had to leave my wife at the hospital, drive home to tell my daughter. I didn't want to tell her over the phone. I didn't want to call her up and let her know what happened. I wanted to tell her in person. That journey from the hospital to the home, I had a conversation, one with God and the other with myself. The one with God we talked about momentarily. The one with myself was finally being done with trying to imitate my dad. Trying to be that stoic guy, that hard-edged guy, right? The guy that, you know, not having any emotion, real men don't cry, and, you know, I'll do it on my own. And this is, you know, just trying to strengthen your way and try and stoically, you know, trying to walk through life, that hard-edged kind of individual. And at that moment, the tragedy of what we had walked through and were walking through, it wasn't relieved by that. By me acting like it didn't matter and it didn't hurt and I don't need emotions and I just need to be stronger. All of those things that I saw in him that I tried to imitate gave me no value and worth at that time. And they gave me no comfort and no ease in the challenge that I was walking through. So I finally was done with it. It was a moment where I said to myself, I'm done with this. It's not working. It's not helping. It's not changing. It's not transforming. It's just another habit that I'm maintaining. And so in that place, it really pivoted me to really starting to understand, okay, well, who am I? What is the life that I can live that not only brings value and worth, but in the times that of tragedy brings comfort, in the times of challenge brings victory. And so that's really where I went from doing personal development and trying to, you know, find those habits that I could maintain, understanding that the habit that you use to get there, you have to use to maintain there. And that was just exhaustion, not transformation. Yeah. And really started to go on a faith walk journey of pulling instructions from the Bible, not just philosophy. And in those instructions, starting to live it out and find transformation that I believed I was supposed to have.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm sorry for that tragedy, because that is really hard.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I can imagine like the pain of that, and then also the pain of knowing what your daughter's going to experience, you know, so all of that's happening to you as well.
Yeah.
Did that moment make you angry with God at all?
Absolutely.
It did. Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's the challenge when you, I'll put it this way. God is amazing in this. He gives us parents to give us a vision and an understanding of who he is, not completely, but initially. And in that place, everybody I know, including myself, you believe God is exactly like your earthly father.
Yeah.
So for me, he was a disciplinarian. It was, you know, back in the day when, you know, if I was acting up at home, my mom would say, wait till your father gets home. Because when he got home, then things were going to happen and it wasn't going to be fun. So he was that disciplinarian. So I was always trying to measure up to God. At the same time, you know, like with my dad, we didn't have a relationship where I felt like I really knew him. It was at time when, you know, you just, he's a provider. He comes home, his word is law. He's a disciplinarian, but you don't really get to know the man, the person.
Yeah.
And so in that place, I felt the same with God, that it was distant. He wasn't somebody I could interact with. He wasn't somebody who really cared for me. He was just waiting for me to do something wrong so he could punish me. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, that was one of those things where I felt like I was being punished for something I did wrong. Yeah. And so, yeah, there was definitely anger, and there was definitely time of, you know, it's all part of the grieving process of trying to find reasons for something that you can't find a reason for, and somebody to blame for the hurt that you're feeling. And so, yeah, it was definitely a journey to go from that to be able to have relationship and to see the miracle of him sending people in my life that would leave me hanging on and reaching out to me and talking to me in a place where I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to talk about anything. I just wanted to be in the middle of my mess.
Yeah. And I thank you for sharing that. And I asked because I know that I want people to understand that it is, God is not so sensitive that he can't take your anger. He understands you're angry. And a lot of people like end up staying locked in the anger. They stay locked. And, and what I want people to understand is that it is normal to feel anger towards God sometimes, to feel frustration, to cry, to kick and scream, to have tantrums. You know, God is not, you know, going to run away. He's not sensitive about those things. He understands. And I want to really want to thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that, because, you know, my audience is 65% women, but I have a pretty good amount of men that listen also. And I want them to know that, you know, like, it's okay, you know. And my husband has learned that even around me, it is okay for him to cry. It is okay for him to be. And I think that's important for men, because men are always raised like, no, this is what you do. You're tough. You do this, you do that, you know. And women are looked at as this emotional mess thing, right? But in reality, we're all human and we all have those emotions and those experiences. And so, you know, speaking to somebody about freedom, the way you are, you know, the impact that you're doing with your mastery and your classes and your book and everything, somebody who's listening right now, how do they start this journey, Mark? How do they start this journey towards that freedom?
Yeah, absolutely. For us, the work always starts with you. Who are you created to be, right? Identity is everything. You'll either live from who you're created to be or what your life has told you. And unfortunately, what your life has told you typically is limiting. It's living small. It's dreaming in ways that you can control, not the huge visions that you could have for your life. The impact of the person you're created to be is so much grander and greater than anything that you've walked through so far. And in the past, if you're living with your past, if you're working from your past, then there's always going to be those limitations. That fear of failure and imposter syndrome in my life came from a young man who was struggling academically. I wasn't great at math. I had some issues with different things. And here's the issue about your living from your past. It's not the experience that you're walking through. It's good, it's bad, it's tragic, it's amazing, right? All those experiences, it doesn't change when you know who you are. But then the experiences just become an experience, not an identity statement. For me, with schooling and challenging, you know, a subject when you're younger, you know, you're not great at everything, but the things you're not great at, it seems like everybody else is. Mm-hmm. And so there's this statement that you believe that, oh, okay, well, I'm not as smart as, I'm not as good as, I don't get to succeed at because I'm not like the rest of them.
Yep.
And you start to live that out. And so how do you unpack that? You unpack that by allowing your experiences to be experiences, but to live from identity. And in that place, you'll be able to have the life that you're created for. So for us, it really starts with, what is your identity? Who are you created to be? It's not your outcomes. It's not your title. It's not your bank account. It's take all those things, set them aside. The person that's left is who you are, your value, your character, your worth, your passions, right? Your giftings and all those things. And so for us, we start with an I am statement to help you to unpack that. I tell people, I'll give you the first two words. The rest is on you. The first two words are I am.
Yeah.
And if you're a person of faith like me, I believe that the conversation should start with God. And so if that's who you are, then the people that I work with, I tell them, okay, well, then it starts with a conversation with God and just saying, God, who did you make me to be? And then start detailing who you are, right? I'm a person of compassion and strength. I'm a person of fortitude. I'm a person who completes the things I start, that I'm passionately living out the designs and desires of my life and the things that I'm created to have an impact in, whatever the thing is that you. It starts with an I am statement. We give them a couple of other tools, a celebration list. I invite them to write 20 things down, and it answers this question. What do you love about you? Mm-hmm. A lot of times, if I was to give any person a mirror and say, what do you see? We'll detail things we don't have. We'll see things that other people have that we don't like about ourselves. We'll see those things where we failed and fallen short. The celebration list says you're a person of worth and value before you have started anything. Mm-hmm. I could unpack it in the gospel and Jesus being baptized and God saying at that moment, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, giving an identity statement and a value statement before he's done anything. So we model that in what we're doing and understanding in the celebration list. You're somebody of worth and value before you start anything. You're not somebody of worth because of the things you've accomplished. You accomplish those things because of your value and worth.
So good.
The third is a accomplishment list. And it really is, what things have you accomplished in your life? I tell them to write 20. I've done 138. Wow. And you know, Nina, by the time you get to 30 and 40 and 50, right? By the time you get to 20, all the big ticket items, all the marquee moments are off of your life. When you get to 70, 80, 90, now it's, well, I pay my bills on time. I get up every morning at the same time. I show up to my work, my business, my school, and I engage in the things I'm supposed to do, right? It's the ordinary successes of your life. And what most people don't realize, and especially business owners, is if you don't celebrate the ordinary wins, you'll never get the extraordinary wins.
Yeah.
The affirmation, or excuse me, the accomplishment list really is proving to ourselves that are somebody who succeeds on a daily basis. And in that place, when big challenges come up and we hear, oh, this is going to turn out bad, it's going to be a failure, I'm going to blow it, we have a list to go back to and say, no, I have a track record of succeeding on a daily basis. So with the I am statement, the celebration list, and the accomplishment list, we have a pretty well-rounded vision of who we are. It's not everything we're going to be, but it's a great and accurate depiction of who we are created to be. And in that place, you can start to show up as that person. The more we understand who we are, the more that person shows up in our life with our business or our job and our academics and our relationships, right? The things that we're doing, you start to show up as a hero you're created to be, not what your life has told you you were going to be.
That's so beautiful. What do you do, Mark, with someone who comes at the list with a negative connotation, right? They immediately like, I am irresponsible. I am not a very good leader. I'm not a good father, because that happens, right? We do that. We beat ourselves up more than we should. And I'm just wondering how you could tell that person, or, you know, if somebody's listening and saying, okay, Mark, that sounds good, but I don't have those things or whatever. What do you say to that person?
Yeah, I would say first and foremost, that's a great, I tell people emotions and negativity is a great flag telling us a place where we need to heal. And in that place, what we start off with the I am statement is typically, what's the highest level that you're created for? Who are you? What's the highest level of who you are? And life mastery for us is, just to give it a quick definition, life mastery is you living from who you're created to be at the highest level you're created for in every area of life. We unpack that with some tools and strategies as well. But what that means is, if I am not my past experiences, if I am not my accomplishments in those things, so the negative is not me and all of the great accomplishments and positives are not me, what's the person that's looking in the mirror? That person that you're created to be. If you're a person of faith, here's what I know about you. And I don't have time to really unpack it, but God doesn't make anything that he doesn't make perfect.
Right.
Because if it wasn't perfect, it couldn't be created by God, because you create who you are, not what you desire. And so in that place, if those negative things are happening, that's an indication that there's something that you need to address, an issue of healing and all of those things. And we unpack some of that as well. But the truth of the matter is, you are who you are apart from those things. And every person has value and worth in their life. If you're breathing, you have value. And in that place, if we can start to unpack some of that, and that's where the coaching and the one-on-one that I do with the people that I work with as well helps them to start to hopefully start with a nugget, a kernel, a great seed of who you are. And then it starts to expand from there.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's where I wanted to go next, actually. Like, what does that look like to work with you, right? Because I'm sure that people are listening and are becoming inspired about what you're saying, because, you know, it's true. I keep going back to the, you know, the personal development and the books and all that, and how sometimes that can become very exhausting, because you're trying to recreate this habit over and over and over again, which is not a bad thing. Personal development has its fit. It does. Yeah. But we also have to, sometimes it's not congruent because we're not healed, or we're still struggling with the I am, right? So we're trying to do the personal development habits, but the other side of us is just fighting it all the way. I should know, I am exhausted by it, right? So I'm just wondering, like, if somebody's listening right now, Mark, and it's like, okay, I like what Marcus has to, you know, is talking about, but what does that mean? Like, what does that look like to work with you? How long is the program? Like, tell me a little bit, dig into the details with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long is the program? The program's as long as you need it. I'm okay. Still on a life mastery journey. I'm still looking higher, creating greater, and becoming more. Yeah, and yeah. So it's not a one stop. I mean, we would love transformation to be one quick session, one quick conversation, one yeah. aha moment, and then everything's
for
done.
Real. I know I want that.
The problem is, Nina, that for me, I'm 60 years old today. If you take off the first 3 years of life, that's 57 years of life talking to me.
Yeah.
And so for any of us at whatever level of journey or time we are on, it is understanding your identity, who you're created to be, and it is helping you to create tools and strategies so that your life doesn't tell you who you are anymore. But our life still talks, our past failures, our past hurts, our past struggles, maybe those places where we didn't succeed where we wanted to, they have a voice in our life. Yeah. And so those three tools that I talked to you about, the I am statement, the celebration list, and the accomplishment list, they help you with one thing. And it's for you to be able to master your thoughts, words, and actions. Our three-step transformational strategy is mastering your thoughts, words, and actions. And that's because all of us have thoughts. We have tens of thousands of thoughts a day. There are studies and surveys that say, not sure if they're true, but it's what they tell you, that up to 70% of your thoughts are negative. And, to help you understand this, they're absolutely a gift because God created us so that we can evaluate our environment and not be harmed, hurt, or killed.
Right.
But the challenge of today is a lot of those things that used to be challenges, a wild animal, a natural, you know, environment that could kill you, nowadays aren't the same. We're able to function and grow and develop and not have to worry about all those negatives in our life, but the negative thought patterns are still there. Normal personal development programs will tell you this. Okay, well then you create a mantra, you create an affirmation. I am a person of strength. I am a person of strength. I am a person of strength. So when your negative thought comes, when fear happens, when imposter syndrome shows up, you beat it to death with your affirmation. The problem with generic positive affirmations is that it's not who you are, and you know that. And so I can talk about it. I can think about it in my head. I can recite it over and over again. And eventually that fearful thought, that imposter syndrome will be silent for a while. And then it'll show up again some other time, usually when I'm challenged or when I'm reaching for a big goal. And then I try and beat it into submission with my affirmation again. All the while, at least in my own life, understanding, yeah, but I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. So we take all the stuff, set it aside, because that's creating a habit that you have to maintain, you know, whatever level of success or whatever level of mental acuity you want. And we replace it with your I am statement, your celebration list, and your accomplishment list. So that helps you to understand, hold on, I'm a person of worth and value. I have character and integrity and those things that I need to succeed. And I have a track record of success in my life that I'm succeeding on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. When you switch generic affirmations to truths that you're telling yourself about yourself, really reminding me who I am. Now, all of a sudden that person starts to show up. And then what happens is this transformation takes place where those things that I used to be fearful, hard conversations or things that I'm trying to do in a work environment that I'm not an expert in, or this huge goal or dream that I'm really reaching out for and really taking a step towards it. It used to be that fear would show up. Again, your past telling you who you are. But when you continue to remind yourself of who you are, you do two things. You enact a physical truth, which is you can only have one thought in your head at a time. Mm-hmm. You have multiple thoughts throughout the day, but you can't have two thoughts in the same moment. Mm-hmm. So when I give myself the ability to have the weapon of the truth of who I am, and I remind myself who I am, that person starts to show up. And you show up on a daily basis. Yeah. And here's the fun thing. I don't have to remind myself any longer who I am.
Right.
As I've used affirmations of the truth of I am statement, celebration list, accomplishment list, as I use our transformational strategy of mastering my thoughts, words, and actions, now all of a sudden I start to show up as that person, and it's consistently and continually showing up as them. Not only will I have the outcomes, but I don't have to remind myself that I'm a hero on the inside, because that hero starts to show up on the outside.
Right. That's so good. Right. And it's because you now have taken the time to reprogram the program. Right. Because, you know, when we're born, I mean, we're born to parents who are flawed. I mean, they just are, right. And environments that are flawed, and life beats us up along the way. And so it reinforces the flaws and all of that great stuff. And, you know, we have I think it's 90 or 95% of our life is really done by subconscious. right? Yeah. So only five is the conscious brain. I mean, think about it. We're breathing right now, talking right now, hearing right now, all of it from the subconscious part of our brain. And that has already been programmed, right? So from birth on. So I love that, because what you've done is you've taken it to the point where now you're mastering also that subconscious part of your life, so that it is now congruent with who you are and created to be. So you're reprogramming, basically. You're taking all of the stuff that wasn't of God, the stuff that is from our earthly parents, the stuff that is from all the pains, the hurts, the whatever, and you've reprogrammed that into who you are created to be. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I could unpack the second part of the question that you had, how long does it take, right? Well, the program is self-directed. It's a robust and fully encompassing transformational course of 14 lessons, 7.5 hours of teaching. It'll go over the things we're talking about. There's, you know, some tools and strategies around identity statement. We talk about the transformational tools, mastering your thought, words, and actions, and some other things that are happening. And it's a self-paced course. And there's a couple of reasons for that. The first is we all are on a different part of our journey. Mm-hmm. And the second is, it's a course that and very early on in the welcome video, I tell you, I want you to be transformed. I don't want you to be finished, meaning I don't want you to run through 14 lessons, get these superficial things that I've worked on, and then I'm done with it. It's not a 14 and done. It's a, how do I transform my life to become the person that I'm created to be? And that's a journey that takes some unpacking of some things that are standing in the way and accomplishing some things like the tools that we've talked about. And so I made it self-paced, because the thing is, it's transformation. It's all about transformation. We could quote the scripture about it. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, changing your thoughts, words, and actions. And in that place, it's the end goal is you, the person you're created to be, lived at the highest level you're created for in every area of life. Mm-hmm. And so that's a journey, not a moment. There are great moments and miraculous things in it. There's aha moments that you'll have when I tell people you're living by design, not by default. You don't have to manage your life. You can actually master it. All of a sudden those things happen. You'll have those aha moments that literally change the rest of your life, where you're not trying to measure up. You're actually being unleashed. And so there's those aspects. There's one-on-one coaching involved as well, because I created a transformational course because I couldn't find one. But the one advantage I wanted to give other folks is being able to have coaching, so that pivotal moment, that transformational idea or thought that could have taken you a month or 2 months or 6 months to figure out, you can figure out through one conversation from somebody who's already been there. And in that place, you're able to do it. And then we have a, you know, the group aspect of it, the community aspect, because a lot of times, especially men, but maybe women as well, we think that I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's struggling with my thought life, who's having negative thoughts, who's having imposter syndrome, fear of failure, or whatever. When you start to find out there's other people doing it, there's other people who've walked through it. And because of that, you can do it too. In that community, you start to see, oh, okay, well, I'm not this kind of weird outside person. Everybody else has it all together. I'm the only one who's messed up. You start to find out, no, we all are walking in this journey, walking towards our transformation. And that inspiration many times helps people to hang in there one more day. Until they see that thing that they're desiring, the person they're created to be, the hero on the inside, show up on the outside.
That's so good. I mean, I always say that isolation is the devil's playground, you know, so keep us, to keep us isolated is what he would like, right? What the enemy of our souls would like. So before we wrap up, I know I took you a little bit longer than I said I would, but I just really enjoy talking to you. So, those who are listening and really are connecting with what you're saying, Mark, I want them to know how to reach you. So tell us how people can find this information, reach out to you, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I try and be a one-stop shop, Nina. So everything you can find on my website, which is freedom-4-life.net, freedom-4-life.net. I have the Life Mastery course out there. I also have my Life Mastery book as an ebook version on my website. So you can take it on any device and have it wherever you're at. You can find my book as a hard copy or paperback on Amazon as well. But I love the ebook version because you can take it anywhere you're at. That's on my website as well. And if you want to reach out to me directly, you can find me at Mark, M-A-R-K, at freedom-4-life.net if you have any specific questions you'd like to have an answer for.
Thank you so much, Mark, for being here and having this beautiful conversation. I love stuff like this. And I love someone who is stepping into what God has called them to do and really going out there to impact the world. Because it's not about me, like me, right? It's always about others. It just is. I mean, God sacrificed his life for others, you know? Yeah. And I just couldn't thank you enough for what you're doing in the world. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for the conversation. I appreciate it.
So nice. So good. So awesome. Guys, make sure that you really follow Mark. I'm going to list his information below. Go get his book. You know, get your life mastered, right? Start really thinking about what your life is here for. Why are you here? I'm telling you guys, it's not for the 9-to-5 job, 9-to-5 work, and then die. That's not what it's about. Now, should we work? Of course. I mean, we have to pay bills. We got to do whatever we got to do to live on this earth, but you can do it with so much more purpose, integrity, drive, connection with God. Like, all of this is so important. And Mark has just laid it out for you guys. So I am so excited for what this will bring, this conversation, and the impact that it'll have in your lives. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. I appreciate you. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.